So if that's it, if you would all like to, I'm going to be starting in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. So if you want to find your place in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, and when you find that, if you'd mind standing if you're able. So when Brother Chad first talked to me about this, he told me to do a little prayer devotional, and prayed about it and could definitely do that. Then like a week later, he said, oh, Brother Josh is going to be preaching. I said, wait a second, am I preaching or just could I only have like a little devotional prepared? So it's kind of a long devotional, short sermon. So we'll see what happens here. All right, everyone there say amen. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word and how you give us directions on how we should live. Lord, help me bring your word tonight, that this is your message and that you would remove me out of the way and give me the words to say. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. So you see my massive computer up here, I went to print it right before I came and I was out of ink. And on Sundays in Fall City, if you're out of printer ink, well, you're not printing anything. And is kind of a procrastination deal, as Brother Tim said, that's probably my generation. So anyways, as Christians, we should always be in prayer about everything, and seeking the Lord is what he would have us to do. After all, we are here to do his will and not our own. So I'd like to start out by telling you a story about myself. Before I knew that this life was about bringing glory to him and that not my personal satisfaction. Now, as I've studied, I've realized that it is, for the most part, easy to gather information, but for me, the hard part is putting it all together to make it make sense. So I hope that I can bring this all together, because in my head, I know what I'm saying, but when I talk, it might not come across that way. My wife tells me that all the time anyways. All right, so here it goes. So, growing up, my father was in the National Guards for 23 years. And at times, he would leave for training or even get called to active duty. And as he'd go, he'd get ready, and I'd watch him get ready. And he would have his boots polished about as black as you could possibly get them. And then he'd have these little band things he'd tie around his legs and keep it tucked in his boots with his camo pants. He'd get all of his belongings packed tight into his green army bag, and he'd put that bag on his shoulders and be ready to go, and we'd take him to wherever we were dropping him off. And I remember seeing him all decked out in his army clothes and thinking to myself, he looked so tough and so cool. So I knew from a young age that when I was old enough, I was going to be taller than him, and I was going to join the army. The taller part never happened, neither did the army. Well, fast forward to 2001. I'm a sophomore in high school. I was a pretty decent ball player. And that year, my team won state in basketball. And I thought to myself, well, you know, if the Army thing doesn't work out, I'll just get a scholarship to play basketball somewhere. That would be easy enough. So that was in March. Just a few months later in June, I was in a small car with five of my friends. We were headed to Hiawatha to try out the new swimming pool they had just put in. We never made it to Hiawatha. The next thing I knew, I was covered in towels on a helicopter headed to Lincoln. I knew that I was hurt, but I really didn't know what had happened. My mind, I just couldn't figure it out. But I knew, all I could think about was my basketball future is over, and my army future is probably over as well. So as far as I was concerned, on that helicopter ride, my future was over. I told you that story because in all my, I was really bad about planning my future and trying to figure everything out for myself, but I was leaving the most important part out, and that was God, and praying to him and finding out what he would have for me to do. Now, up until a few years ago, I'd always think to myself, what if that wouldn't have happened to me? But now I have comfort knowing I'm right where God wants me to be. So prayer is a necessity of the Christian life. Jesus showed us this by how often he prayed. In verse 18 it says, praying always. We should pray all the time. It says, with prayer and supplication. Supplication means making a request known to God, like asking for specific things. Asking that your friend or coworker would come to church, or for a financial need to be met. And we shouldn't just talk to God just because we want something. We need to have a relationship with him. It says, in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Means conforming with the Lord's will. You need to be okay when the Lord says no to some of your prayers. And watching thereunto. After you pray, you should watch what's going on. Look and see what happens. If prayers are being answered, praying for someone to get saved, but not only that, witnessing to them. With all perseverance, means to endure, to persist. Some prayer request, you must continue for some time because our timing is not God's timing. Just like Pastor Moore prayed for Brother Tim for 7 years before he got saved. I pray every day for certain people to be here. And some days it's like, well, it's not happening. Should I just quit? Obviously the answer is no. Pastor Moore once told me, we need to keep praying for those people and just be faithful. And when they decide to come, then we will be here to welcome them. But if we quit and give up and quit being faithful, then we aren't giving those people a chance. It says, for all the saints. The primary thing we should pray for is other people. We need to spend time with our church family and know their burdens and have a prayer list. Verse 19 says, pray for me. This is Paul saying, pray for me. I believe he's in prison during this time. Pray for those that preach the gospel. We need to pray for our pastor, Chad, Brother Tim, when he preaches, and our missionaries. The word utterance, that they have the opportunity to go and preach and share the gospel, and boldly. Brother Tim and I talk about this a lot. We talk about witnessing to people, but when we get face-to-face to them, it's easy to chicken out. Pray to be bold. Make known the mystery of the gospel. Explain the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Ambassador in bonds. Paul here is in prison. He has real life issues. We need to pray for our missionaries to speak the gospel and their real life issues like we do when Brother Steve brings the reports here, like their visas and driver's license and places to live and a place to worship. We need to pray about those things. Colossians 4, verses 2 and 3 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. We need to be devoted to pray. It's not going to just happen. And we shouldn't pray just to meet an obligation and say, well, I prayed today. Continue, it says to continue in prayer. It implies that it's possible we could stop. A prayerless church is where the devil can do his best work. And that's the same as a prayerless family. Prayer is action. We might say we just have too much to do to pray, when we should say, I've got so much to do, I better pray. We can do much after we pray, but nothing until we have prayed. You need to get low to pray, and by getting low, you say, God, I don't have the resources to do this, but I know that you do. So as we leave here tonight, let's be devoted to prayer. Pray for your church family. Pray for our missionaries, pray for our pastor, pray about your decision. My entire life, I've always thought I had to figure everything out. Let me tell you, there is peace in knowing that I don't have to. I pray to the Lord and let Him drive the car, talk to the Lord, have a personal relationship with Him. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can have a relationship with you. Lord, help us seek you in all things. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please stand with me and we'll have a time of invitation.